This is Town Square 49 Radio. For KSKA, I'm Dave Waldron. Today, we're traveling the Klondike Gold Rush Trail. Corey Francis Parks is an artist based out of Montana. Last year, she applied for the artist residency program offered by the Klondike Gold Rush National Historic Park. The program contracts artists to hike all 33 miles of the famous Chilkoot Trail and create an interactive artistic work with their fellow travelers. Frances Parks chose postcards as her medium.
What I had people do was, at the top of the Chilkoot Pass, I gave them all postcards and had them write a postcard, either write or draw or do whatever they wanted, to somehow solidify one memory from the trail that they wanted to have. And 1 year later, so basically this summer, I put them all in the mail. And so there's this physical reminder that shows up in your mailbox a year after you've been on the Chilkoot Trail.
Frances Parks' goal was to focus on memories and to use the postcards as a way to capture them. She believed that a personal drawing or written entry after the 3 to 5 day hike would cement the memory better than, say, a photo. Frances Parks says the card authors hailed from all over the world and that the ages ranged from 6 years old to 82. This created some interesting postcards.
Some of them were very confessional. They were like things about their past, that they'd sort of had an epiphany. Others were as mundane as, I'm so excited to eat this Snickers bar that I have.
Frances Parks created a website, KlondikeLetters.com, which features some of the cards. The entries are all anonymous, but some of them are still very powerful. One of them reads, quote, I've made it, 2 years to the day from when Rick died. He made his own choice to drink himself to death. I make my choice to live. Frances Parks says the woman who wrote that letter read it out loud to her.
I was just like, wow. I don't even really, you know, I just have to like let this happen, because I feel like I become sort of a keeper of other people's secrets and dreams and kind of deep, deep thoughts that they wouldn't necessarily express. But because they have a venue to do that anonymously, it really frees people up.
Frances Parks wasn't just out on the Chilkoot Trail to collect postcards. She was also there to collect material for a series of animations she's working on. Her art background is wide, but she's been an animator for 10 years and uses mixed materials to create them.
So I'll use hand-drawn stuff. I'll use kind of collage with photographs. In this particular project, because there's so much historical reference material, I've been trying to incorporate some of those historical photos of the Chilkoot Trail and bring those into the animation to give it that textural quality.
Each animation, about a minute long, is based on a different Chilkoot Trail postcard. The most recent entry features one hiker who agonizes over how much vertical ground she has just covered.
That was like the thing that she wanted to remember, but then she also was remembering the other people who went up and what they were carrying.
Dear Lane, remember the up, the joy of conquering the rocks, and the amazing beauty of God's creation.
There was this man called Klondike Mike who actually carried a piano all the way up to the top of the Chilkoot Pass on his back.
And thank God I left the piano at home.
That became the focus of the piece, just because it's such a fascinating and quintessential Klondike legend. And it's not even a legend, it's actually real.
Frances Parks says the Klondike Letters project was more than just a summer gig to her. Not only did she get a chance to explore Alaska and its people, she was able to grow as an artist.
I'm an animator, so I don't like to be in front of the camera. I like to be behind the camera most of the time. So getting out and talking to people, and you know, I need something as kind of a catalyst for that. And that's why, you know, these postcards were just really a great opportunity to start a conversation.
And what will Frances Parks remember from her experience on the Chilkoot Trail? Perhaps a way to slow life down a bit and make a great memory.
It's just our human instinct to just keep going and, you know, think about the end of the journey rather than to stop and think where we are right now and reflect for 5 minutes. And to be able to actually write something down or draw something or make a physical artifact, I think is just so solidifying in our mental processes.
And that's all for Town Square 49 Radio. For more stories about our community or to find out how to become a contributor, check out the Town Square 49 blog on alaskapublic.org. I'm Dave Waldron.